All right, let's go. Ferlichen Chanukah, Kuf Chaf Hey. We continue in Olam Simcha, where Mirtz Hashem Chanukah is lighting us up in a very happy, real, meaningful way. The Yishar Adam Ech Nitein Harshish Batmo Mida Zoliot Samech Bechalko. Someone's going to ask you, fine, how do I ingrain this inside of me, the Mida, that I'm really happy with what I have? We know if you're really happy with your chelek, that's true happiness, because we discussed last week. If you depend on external factors, you're never going to be happy, because you're always going to want more and more and more. We said that if you're happy with your individual portion, your individual lot that Hashem gave you, you're going to be happy. An attitude of gratitude. But how do you get there? Never behektim shelachas. We have to ask one question. Very Yiddish. You answer a question with a question. Miteva adam she'im naseh lo dvar tov. The nature, human nature is, if you do something good for somebody, as a davar gorem lo simcha v'koras ruach, it causes the person to be happy. You do something nice, the person's happy. Aval b'mheira tigamer simchaso. But let's be real. Very quickly, what happens? Your happiness subsides. That good feeling goes away pretty quickly. Aval k'she chas v'shalom nasa lo davar ra, yesh lo tzar gadol. But if somebody does something bad to you, it hurts a lot. V'tzaro mamshich l'zman meruba. And it don't go away. As they say, it stings. It's very interesting. When you do something nice, somebody does something nice for you, it feels good, but you get over it. When they hurt you, ooh, it hurts, it stings, and it doesn't go away. Nimsa shedvar tov oseh pachos roshim me'asher dvara. We find here, kuf chavchei, that something good done on your behalf leaves less of an impression than something bad. V'lama. Why is this true? Something bad happens to you, it leaves much more an impression on you. L'chor s'rich liot l'hefech. It should be the opposite. Shere Emru Chazal, it says in Yuma, Mida Tova, the good Mida of Hashem, the Mida of goodness, Meruba Memidas Paranios. Hashem's goodness to us is much, much more than Hashem's punishment towards us, retribution. V'nir Ebebir Advarim. Shekadosh Baruch Hu B'chesto Agado Metiv Lanu Chesed Acher Chesed. Hashem, in His great kindness, does chesed for us all the time. We could breathe, we could see, our lives, endless, our hearts are beating, endless chesed. What does a person feel? It's my nature. We take it for granted. It's who I am. Veinu makir kamahu be'emes me'ushar. And a person doesn't realize how blessed he is, how rich, how healthy, how happy he really is. Because of all of our endless blessings, we just think, ah, it's human nature. It's who I am. It's part of who I am. Umimela kishira lo chas v'shalom davar ra. This is so deep. If something bad happens, nishah roshim l'zman meruba. So then if something bad happens, by contrast, it leaves a mark. It really makes an impression on us. Because everything's always usually good. We just accept it as our nature. So when something bad happens, boom, woo, 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 we go crazy. V'domil l'nekud ha'shchora kitana al niyar lavan. Famous example, it's similar to that black dot on a white piece of paper. You can have a whole white piece of paper, you have one black dot, you ask somebody, what do you see? I see the black dot. The whole thing's white, but that little black dot is what sticks out to you. V'udoma lavan leben mefunak she'enu makir tova lahorava kol hatova chesed she'tivimo. Many of us.
The why you bekiyas test is being given right now in the
it's
baby's
very
house.
Similar.
Why you bekiyas test right now in the baby's house?
It's very similar to a very spoiled son that doesn't appreciate all the good that his parents give him and everything they do for him. V'rakim chaseri zedavar mitlonim lahorav. Only when they say no or he's missing one thing, then they complain. We got to admit our mistakes. So I did the meet of Emmis last year. We have everything. And the one time my parents say no, we freak out. What about every single thing else that they do for us? Kenadvar tzleinu. Hashem, Avinu b'shamayim, our Heavenly Father, He blesses us all the time, every day. B'chaim, with life, b'kochus, miyuchadot, special talents, b'begadim, clothing, v'ochel, eating. We're so privileged here, we're so blessed. Everybody sitting in this room, we're beyond blessed. V'otovos ad ein sof. Great things without, we can't even count them. Kulam heim hatava meit Hashem yisparach. All from the Ribono Shel Olam. V'makadosh Baruch Hu hayah matzir at tova hagadol. Let's say, for instance, Hashem took away all this goodness, our health, our sight, our hearing, our feeling, our family, our parnasa, our health, our security, our shoes, our clothing, chas v'shalom. B'vada yishayinu ma'arichim etiv kol davar tov. Then, let's say Hashem took away everything, then when we occasionally got something good, what would happen? We'd be so happy. We'd be so appreciative. She'azu kamo nekudu levan al niyar shechor. Then it'd be the opposite. Then it'd be like that white dot on a black piece of paper. If Hashem took away all of our goodness, all our brachos, then all of a sudden we get something good to happen to us, we'd be so happy, we'd be so excited about that one good thing. But that's not the way Hashem makes it. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh leitiv imanu kamo av ha-mefanek b'no. Hashem loves us. He wants to spoil us and wants us to have beautiful lives. So what's our job? Umotaleinu liftoch enenu ulevanenu ulevenu bavenu, our hearts, larich lismoch arov chesto. Hashem doesn't want us to be lacking anything and then just appreciate the small things. No, He gives us bracha after bracha after bracha. We have to open up our eyes and our hearts to realize, wow, we have an amazing life. It takes time, because without concentration, without a conscious effort, we become spoiled brats and we don't think about it. So the way to simcha is to really start to internalize, be mindful of all the great chesed that Hashem has bestowed on all of us.